Freak Show Podcast. Orlando and the Freak Show. Mornings from 6 to 10. Wild 94.1.
This is from a no-name that says, "Hey, Freak Show, I want to define the definition of double standard. My wife has an annual income of $400,000. My salary is probably a tenth of that, a little over 40 grand, with no prospect of going any higher either for the rest of my working life. Both of us work extremely long hours, but I work at a trucking job where I basically am not doing my life's work, so I could quit that tomorrow. Although we could live very comfortably on her salary, that is her current salary and going up, she insists that I continue to work and contribute to our family's finances. We have two young kids who are cared for by a nanny most of the time and another lady who does regular help for us domestically. It actually makes more sense financially for me to be a stay-home parent and handle the growing up of our children and also handle the household, but my wife is not having it. I don't understand the double standard and why she insists that I work when she makes a stable and high enough income compared to my stressful long days at low pay. Every week, I'm at work tempted to just quit my job and have her deal with it because I know we're not breaking up and she'll get over that disappointment. Every morning, she says that she wouldn't feel comfortable with her man being home while she's out working for the family. And maybe that's old school, but that's just the way she is. Help me make this make sense. How is the double standard okay when it's the man who's able to stay home?
You should definitely have more options, I would say.
What do you mean options?
Options. If she feels very passionate about you, at least need to contribute financially to the family, however that may be. If he's stuck doing a job that he doesn't necessarily like, look, we have the means and a little bit of time here that most people can never even accomplish or experience where he can actually figure out something that he loves to do.
Okay. I think now would be the perfect time to come up with like a plan, an exit strategy, but not to be a kept husband that just stays home. Maybe now it would
kept. Why he got to be kept? Why we got to call him kept? Why that's got to be?
It sounds like that's what he's going for.
But I mean, a house husband. Would you call a housewife kept?
It
sounds degrading.
Huh?
It sounds degrading. I see where you're coming from.
You just called that man kept. That man said, I want to stay home and take care of our kids.
Right.
But we got kids that we're paying people to take care of them. Why I can't stay home? You making $500,000.
Right.
Why I can't stay home and take care of our family and make sure our family's good.
I would say that now would be a time to maybe start like a plan, maybe like a work from home business or something that you can do. A medium between not working and quitting your job. You know what I'm saying? Like you're still working. You could still be providing, but maybe you could spend more time at home. But you can't do it on a whim, like, I'm going to quit my job tomorrow, like you were saying, like he was saying in the email. You have to strategize it.
I would so much rather my man to, if we were in that scenario, stay at home if that makes him happy and spend time with the children that we created together.
Well, that's what he's saying.
What is the problem here?
She's like, I don't want you at home while I'm off at work.
What is that about, though? That is a full-time job within itself.
If a woman said it, it's a full-time. That's what I'm saying.
It is a full-time job.
Because he said double standard. And we've heard women explain, if you quantify what women do as a salaried position,
it's a lot.
That's a lot.
Yes.
So this dude is like hearing all this. He's like, okay, well, if that's the case, let me take care of our family.
She's not attracted to it, though. She wants a man that can actually somewhat help provide.
That's so sad.
She probably already looks down at his little money as it is already.
And
now having no money.
Little money.
Yeah.
Your little money. And he called you kept. Oh, my God. Davi hates you, dude. 888-429-0941. What advice do you have for our no-name here that is trying to just tap out and stay home? The double standards are pretty loud on the text right now.
Yeah.
Apparently, she makes cool $400,000 with the ability to move up, I guess maybe bonuses or raises or whatever. He says he makes roughly a tenth of that. With no prospect of going up even higher the rest of his working life. He said he works long, hard hours, and they pay people to take care of their children, a nanny, domestic help, too. So he feels that he would be more valuable at home, and he keeps getting into that conversation. She is not willing to do so. What do you have to share with him, because he's about to quit his job.
Yeah.
And he's looking for a reason, too. 888-429-0941. This is an interesting one that comes out of the 813. Says, I don't care if my wife is a trillionaire. No man should want to be taken care of. Why not find a better job for yourself? Why settle? I wouldn't want my sister married to a man with no aspirations.
Okay, and I get that.
Well, why do I not have aspirations? Maybe my aspirations are to build my family or take care of my family. If a woman says that, it's admirable. If a guy says that, he doesn't have aspirations. Imagine saying that to a lady.
I agree with that, because I don't think deep down, this isn't about the money. This isn't about his $40,000. This is about ambition. This is about you striving for more.
Better.
And she just doesn't like the prospect of daddy at home watching Maury Povich.
Or doing dirt.
Damn, Dobby.
Or, yeah.
If you're a stay-at-home mom, you're just watching Maury Povich.
I mean, I'm telling
damn,
you.
Damn, that's all I heard from Dobby.
It's sounding bad. Dobby, don't you talk no more. Wait, we got Priscilla. Priscilla, how you doing?
Good, how are you?
Pretty good. What is your advice for him?
So I think it is really a double standard. I don't see the problem if she's making that much money and paying for someone else to care for their children.
Yeah.
Why he can't stay home and do so.
Yes.
I think it's better to have a parent. Like my children, I didn't put them in daycare until they were like over a year. I tried to stay home as long as I can. But of course, financially, I had to go to work. But if they can afford it, and that's saving money in its own.
And you just got to trust him. You got to trust that he's got the family's best interest at heart.
Yeah.
Right, exactly. I don't think it's a double standard. I mean, if she got it, let that man stay home with them kids and save yourself some money, and it'll probably be better for them in their relationship.
That's what I'm saying. And you got enough money to afford cameras. You can watch him at the house. You ain't got no problem.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Thank you, Priscilla. Let's see. Wait, we got Drusilla on the line. Hey, how you doing?
I'm doing good. How are you?
Pretty good. What now? You said he want to chill. Why he want to chill? Maybe he wants his job to be worth something with the babies.
Listen, I was all for it until he said I should just quit and she should have to deal with it. That's where the problem comes in at.
Mm.
Because that's selfish and you don't do that. And also, he never mentioned other goals or ambitions that he had. It's like he just want to stay home because she makes the money. But two heads are better than one.
But wait, now, hold on now. If both of them are working and we bringing in $440,
mm-hmm.
but we paying out $20,
a lot in Texas,
for the maid and the nanny. Like, I mean, so now we not really, are we really winning if we don't have we got a person in the family who's a parent who can stay home. Isn't that a better thing in the long run?
Yes, it is. But like I said, when he said he should quit and have her deal with it, that just shows me he's on a whole nother level.
Mm.
This is not about the kids. This is strictly about him. That man tired of that job.
He's trying to get off that truck. He is. Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, he's tired of that job, and that's all I see. But other than that, I don't have a problem with it. If a man is staying home, you know, whatever works for everybody, but I just see selfishness. That's how I read it, and that's how I perceive what he said.
All right.
That's interesting.
He want to stay home and tap out.
That man tied.
Yeah. All right, Drusilla.
Us ladies, we can pick out one or two things out of things you say. We're reading an email quick.
We got to text out the 813. It says he's too confident that she's not leaving him if he stops working. Stop working and watch his wife get someone else that works and has kids.
Can we compromise here for a little bit? While the babies are young, can he stay home for just a little bit of time and then go back into the workforce?
He's going to get out of that work rhythm, though. Like, mm-hmm. she's like, well, it's going to be hard. It's harder to get a person to go back to work.
I get that.
Let me ask,
do a side job.
If they were to get divorced, just hypothetically, in 2 or 3 years, not wishing that on them, but if they were, would he get more money as a stay-at-home parent as opposed to like if he was fully employed?
If they get divorced?
Like like alimony-wise.
Interesting.
Like, could this be a play?
Because he could say, I had a job, but she wanted me home, so I stayed home, and I left my job, Your Honor.
I won't have.
I'm accustomed. Wait, can we use the word that they use in court?
Yeah.
I'm accustomed
to
living a certain lifestyle, yes. And my kids are accustomed to that. So
that's kind of what I'm getting to.
Your Honor, I need half the bag.
If he gets accustomed to not working and staying at home, she could be kind of looking a couple years down the line.
Well, let me tell you,
we're planning the divorce already.
The way they receive that in mediation is like a song when you say that, boy. Because I was sitting there, boy, when that thing was said in my mediation, they was like, oh, a custom. Oh, I was like, wait a minute. I'm accustomed to some stuff, though. Hey, hold on. Wait.
The Freak Show Podcast. Orlando and the Freak Show. Mornings from 6 to 10. Wild 94.1.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.